We're continuing the Chaye Adam, Klal Lamed Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Kli shenistak mitzad echad. If we have a vessel that was severed on one side, it has a crack on one side. Af al pi sheino ela kemotzi mashke. Even though it's a slight crack, so water only drips out from it a little bit. Ein litol bo ela b'shat hadchak. You shouldn't use it unless things are really, really dire. Shas hadchak. It's a dire circumstance. Okay, so that's... Okay. So remember we had kikonis mashke, that liquids will come in. And now you have kimotzi mashke, that liquids come out.
We had that already.
We had that with a hole on Seif Beis. So now he's saying even on a crack, even though it's a crack that water can't come in through, but water can go out through, now you still shouldn't use it. Only b'shas hadchak.
Yes, Lomar. Before you didn't say Shadatcha. Or you didn't mention it before.
What do you mean?
But a nekev.
So let's hear him out. Yes, Lomar, the garami nekev. We can say it's worse than a hole. Shesofoshi bakakulo. Because on a crack, the assumption is that this is just the beginning. It's going to ultimately crack all the way. Dugmal Leval Siman Takpusi Fchet, where it says, in Hilchos Tkias Shofar, that when there's a crack in the shofar, we disqualify the shofar under what circumstances? When we can assume that crack is going to keep going, and the shofar will ultimately split in two.
Right? Well, give an example of a shofar when it comes to something that we can apply to a shofar.
He's saying that this idea that when the crack is going to keep widening, we disqualified even now before the crack widened, we see from shofar. Ayen b'paras of perikei, ha-shochet shenechleka. You have in Mishnah Para the story of a shoket. Shoket is like a trough where the animal drinks, and it has a split in it. So the Tosus Yom Tov writes in the name of the case of Mishnah, Demari she'en ma'im nozlim ma'asedek, v'bnei shechibram betit. We're talking about a scenario where it's not leaking. The water is not actually pouring out of the crack because you've attached the crack with tar. Avalim nozlim, na'avikli. But if water is literally coming out, so then the shoket for sure doesn't have the statute of a vessel. So over here too, if the water is dripping out, so then it's disqualified unless you have no choice. And it's worse than a hole, which we saw in Seif Bet, that if it's kemotzi mashke, so then it depends on where the hole is, whether we'll disqualify it or not, if it's at the top or at the bottom. Over here, we assume the crack is going to keep widening, and that's why it's disqualified once it's kemotzi mashke.
That lashon of Ve'yesh Lomar sounds like in the Reisha, he wasn't going with that understanding.
Why do you say that?
Because Ve'yesh Lomar means, aside from which, you could also say that it's worse for Nekah. He's not explaining himself, he's adding an extra point. This is a Ki'yesh Lomar.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Say that.
So my question is, if that case, under his original explanation in the Reisha, it's not, he's saying something that's different from a Nekev that must be fine.
I have to look it up. I don't know. Lower that. You want to stop and look it up? So the Bach learns that according to the Rambam, the idea is that once the kli has a crack, so then it loses its shem kli. Meaning, if the vessel has a hole, so also use that hole if you want to wash your hands. You could pour through that hole, according to the Rambam. But if that vessel has a crack, you can't pour through the crack. So it's worse than a hole. Let's reread it inside the Chayyadam. Kli shenistak mitzad echad, af al pi sheino la kemotzi mashke en li tolbo. Because according to the Rambam, it's not a kli, because it loses its shem kli for tumen tahara. Elab shatat chak, then you'll go with other opinions that argue on the Rambam. V'yesh lo ma de gara min hekev shesofo sheivaka kulo. And we could explain, not going like the Bach, we could also explain a different shot, that this would be worse, because ultimately it'll crack. Because the Nekev doesn't necessarily absolve its Shem Kli. You could still use the Kli and just pour out through the Nekev, assuming the Nekev is over the Revius line.
It's just mostly, it's not Konesman.
So?
It's very small.
So?
What's the difference between, first of all, I don't even know how you could pour water out of such a small hole.
Okay.
But second of all, if the water comes out of the hole just like it comes out the crack, what's the difference between them? They're both leaking water into a very small degree.
Right, but out of a crack it's a little harder to get a stream. Out of a nekev you could get a stream, and then you have koach gavra. Out of a crack, you're going to tilt it this way and then some water will come trickling down. You're not really pouring.
So, okay, very good. So what is the Chaye Adam adding when he adds this Yeshlamar?
He's giving another reasoning in that Shita.
But how does that affect the halachic ruling or weight?
Because the Bach learns this Pshat as his own Chiddush in the Rambam. If you learn this Pshat, then it's lav dafka only Shitas HaRambam. It might not be in contradiction with all the other Shitas. It might be a separate din. If it's a din only according to the Rambam, that once it lost its Shem Kli because of the crack, so then you can't use it, so then, okay. So then you could go with other opinions, B'Shan Zadchak.
So, because this Yesh Lamar is giving you reason not to rely on the cracked vessel, B'Shan Zadchak.
To the best of my understanding, yes.
So, the fall, I mean...
The fall, if you need to, you use Omechanin, and if not, then not. He's making the Shas Zadchak worse.
Yeah, more reason not to.
Yeah.
It's a really bad Shas.
Right. Halachachet. Lo yiten mayim lechavero bechofnav. Don't wash your friend's hands with your hands, meaning that you lift water in the palms of your hands and pour it over your friend's hands. V'adin im natal yedo achad lo yikach b'mayim v'yishpoch al yad ha'acheret. And if you washed one hand, and then you lost your cup, it went flowing down the Jordan, and now you don't have a cup, you have to wash your other hand. So don't take water out, don't cup water with your right hand and now pour it on your left hand. Because that's not a kosher netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim has to come out of a vessel. Halacha tit. Haba basfinav chayitzebo. Someone who's coming by ship or a similar scenario. Then yichol litbol yadav bayam. So he's high up in the ship. He can't dunk his hands in the sea. And he also doesn't have a whole vessel to use. Yikach kli shenikev kechones mashke, v'dolebo me'ayam, u'matbil yadav b'toch hakli. So, you take a vessel that has a hole in it, even though it has a hole in it, you lift water from the sea, and stick your hands into the water, dip them in there.
Can you repeat that? Like which translation?
You, if you're coming by ship or a similar circumstance, and you cannot dunk your hands in the sea, and you also don't have a whole vessel to wash with. So what are you going to do now? So take one of your broken vessels that has a hole in it that water would come into the vessel. So now that vessel is really not a qualified vessel. V'doleh bo me'ayam. Now you lift that vessel out of the sea, and now you have water in the vessel dripping down back into the sea. U'matbil yadav b'toch hakli. And then you dunk your hands into the water in that vessel. Do'il damayim notfim derech hanekev. That being that you have a stream going out of the vessel into the sea. Harei ze kilu hayu amayim chuberim l'me'ayam. So that makes it as though the water in the vessel are an extension of the water in the sea. And that would be as if he's immersing his hands in the sea.
Wait a second, he dipped the vessel into the sea and it's pouring out through the crack into the sea?
Through a hole, yes.
He's like holding it above the sea, correct, over the railing of the ship and breaking into there.
Correct.
And he dips it. So he has, he's able to scoop it, he's not able to dip his hand into the sea.
Correct. He throws down a rope with the vessel. Yeah.
Where the water needs to be connected between the clean. Yeah.
Right.
Does it have to be a continuous stream or can it be a drip?
I think it has to be a continuous stream.
Yeah. That is close enough to the city.
What?
I mean, that is close enough to see to.
Okay. I don't know. Lo yada. V'hu adin b'dole b'dli nakuv k'chones mashke min ha'be'er. The same would hold true if he was drawing water from a well and his bucket also has a hole that big and he's drawing water out of the well. V'afal gav l'inyan t'vila k'am lan d'nitzok lo ha'v'chibur. And even though when it comes to tvila, to immersion, we say that a stream does not constitute a connection. Nitzok is a stream. It's a stream of water. Le'inyan tilat yadayim azina lekula. Being that here we're dealing with something rabbinic called netilat yadayim, we are more lenient. Mikol makom, im yesh lo kli shalem, lo yaseh. Nonetheless, if you have another option, don't rely on this. Tiyesh omrin digam netilat yadayim la v'chibu. Because not everyone agrees with this. Some say this wouldn't work even for Netilas Yadayim.
What's the difference between a stream and a yam?
He's not talking about Nahar. He means the stream coming out of the bucket. That's the flow of water, not the stream. Call it the flow of water. Nitzok is the flow of water. The flow from his bucket to the sea.
I guess he's not sure why he pour it. If someone is Jewish, he's holding the cup, he's pouring it all to connect it with the rest of the wine, right?
There is such a concept.
Because of the pressure in here. In here, because of the what?
He pour wine to a goy, and then he holds the cup in his hand, and the wine cannot be sold.
Interesting, he doesn't say the chumre, wrap your hands in a like that.
Oh, did we mention before about, because I asked that question, I raised that question before, like if you dip your hands in the water, but did we read this here?
Not yet.
We didn't, right? So
correct. We'll get there.
Yeah, because I want to know.
Technically, he mentioned it now in passing.
Okay, but so why not just dip your hands in the water instead of the clean?
He's
like
saying, because you can't reach the water. If you could reach the water, he'd tell you to dip your hands in the water.
Yeah. And what bracha you saying?
That's a good question, let's see. Saying it's three sheetot. Halacha yud, avanim akvim bekotel v'asa lehem bet kibur u'birza. If he has stones set in the wall, and he made a little enclave there so that water can be housed there, and he made a faucet coming out of that little sink that he has there, and not in memlayadim. Nonetheless, you cannot wash your hands from there. Deloha alav shem kli betalush, because that was a wall. That's not a vessel, right? We have that over here. Some of the restaurants do that. They build a wall, and then somewhere in the wall they make this little enclave. You guys seen that fancy restaurant? They'll sometimes build a wall, and they'll have a little thing that comes out of the wall. Yeah. So, if it wasn't a vessel before it was attached to the wall, it's not a vessel now either.
No, but it can make, with stones, it can make a queue.
Fine.
No.
But you have to wash your hands from a vessel.
Okay, but you do. Oh, but here
if you're using a vessel, fine, but if you're going to pour it out of the wall, so if you're going to attach a faucet to a basin that's enclosed in the wall and it never had a shem basin, so then no. אבל אם יהיו כלים מתחילה ואחר כך כבן מותר. But if you had a basin and you stuck it and attached it to the wall, now at the bottom you're going to put a faucet, and every time you want to wash, you open the faucet and shut it, that's okay. Because that basin had a shem kli from beforehand.
What's
Kavan? Kavan means he attached them there. He set them there.
To be continued. So you